Picture this. You reach into your pocket, pull out a business card, and your thumb hits an unexpected soft-touch coating. You actually stop. Your hand lingers because the card feels intentional. That tiny pause changes everything for the brand on the card.
Mm-hmm. I've watched that happen. Someone picks up a card and their tone softens, like they assume the person behind it cares about craft.
Totally. And it's not just aesthetic. Tactile elements nudge behavior. We tracked a quick test where a modest paper and finish change produced measurable lift.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to The Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, guiding you through visual storytelling with my co-host, Wendy. And today, we're getting tactile.
In this episode, we'll show why tactile cues matter, walk through practical studio swaps you can test this week, and share real-world wins you can replicate, even with a small budget.
Let's start with the basic question. Why touch? Why does a material choice hurry someone from skim to serious?
Because touch is immediate. It's pre-language. Before you read a word, your fingers make a judgment. That judgment becomes a mental shortcut for quality.
Right. So in branding terms, touch becomes shorthand for care. A flimsy sticker signals less thought. A tactile seal signals investment and trust.
To make that concrete, we reworked a coffee roaster's loyalty cards, switched to a 300 GSM uncoated stock, added a soft rub finish and rounded corners.
Wait, 300 GSM? That's a serious jump from standard business card weight.
Yep, same artwork, different feel. First month return rate rose by a low double-digit amount, about 12%. People kept the card more often. Retention became a real signal.
That's huge. And it's a reminder. A tactile tweak can be a marketing lever, not just a nicety.
Okay, so how do you act on this without blowing budgets? Quick, practical rule. Pick one touch point and upgrade a single element. Don't overhaul everything at once.
Three swaps I recommend. Increase paper weight for one printed piece. Add a single finish like a spot varnish or soft touch lamination. Or introduce a small reveal, like a fold or die cut, so there's a tactile moment.
From the production side, letterpress impressions, blind deboss, aqueous coatings, and soft touch laminates give huge perceived lift for reasonable cost. Even a blind impression, the subtle dip in the paper, reads expensive.
And motion, let's talk about it. Motion can be as simple as an overhang that casts a moving shadow, slatted panels that select light, or layered acrylic where the edge catch plays at certain angles. It draws eyes without shouting.
Hold up. I want to push on that. I've seen motion go from elegant to gimmicky when a client treats it like a trick. How do we avoid too much and keep things tasteful?
Great question. My litmus test is intent. Does the motion or texture reinforce the brand's story or the product's promise? If yes, it's intentional. If it's just grabbing attention, skip it.
And add measurement. Do a small AB. 10 signs with the motion element, 10 without. And track dwell or conversions. Creative choices that move behavior earn their place.
Let's get tactical. Three experiments you can run this week. 1. Order a swatch pack. Print the same business card on 2 upgraded stocks. 1 matte soft touch and 1 textured uncoated. Then see which coworkers keep.
2. In direct mail, add a tactile peel or a spot varnish to just a small slice, 10% of your list. Use a tracked pinupon or a landing page to see if response changes. Small sample, fast feedback.
3. If you manage signage, introduce a single depth or light element, edge lighting, a shallow reveal, and record foot traffic or ask staff to log dwell. Even manual observation can reveal directional lift.
Quick imagination break. 1 minute. Grab a pad. Pick one client or product. Jot 5 tactile ideas. Heavier card, textured label, stamped sleeve, interactive flyer flap, or a subtle motion in the storefront. Ready? Go.
I already sketched 3. The point is, ideas come fast when you force the constraint. One touch point, one change.
One last production tip. Keep tactile choices consistent across touch points. If your card is soft touch and heavy,
Don't send a flimsy mailer. Consistency compounds perceived value.
Okay, three clean takeaways. First, start with intent. Decide the feeling you want touch to communicate. Second, run a single tactile experiment this week. One swap, one finish, or one motion. Third, measure, iterate, and scale what moves behavior.
If you want templates, supplier lists, and quick checklists to make these swaps painless, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. We've got print-ready test templates and a studio cheat sheet waiting.
And please share your tactile tests, before and after photos, notes on response rates, tag us. Seeing real experiments helps everyone learn what actually moves customers.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers or an illustration that hooks, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at The Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.